Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shobhashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India will identify, trace and punish every terrorist and their backers. He said that India will pursue them to the ends of the earth. The Prime Minister said terrorism will not go unpunished. He said that every effort will be made to ensure that justice is done and the entire nation is firm in this resolve. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a public gathering in Madhubani district of Bihar on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day. He further said that the country's spirit will never be broken by terrorism. The Prime Minister inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 13,480 crore rupees during his visit to Bihar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that India's steel industry is beaming with renewed confidence about its future. Speaking virtually at the inauguration of the India Steel 6th International Exhibition and Conference being held in Mumbai, he highlighted the ambitious goals set under the National Steel Policy, which aims to increase the country's steel production to 300 million tons by 2030. India has summoned Pakistan's top diplomat, Saad Ahmed Waraj, and handed over the persona non grata note for its military diplomats. The top diplomat was summoned last night, according to sources. This came following India's several strong measures against Pakistan in view of the Pahalgam terror attack. New Delhi has suspended the Indus Water Treaty, closed integrated checkpost artery, and it has downgraded diplomatic ties with Islamabad. India has also suspended Sark visa exemption for Pakistani nationals under the Sark visa exemption scheme. The government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in view of the Pahalgam terror attack. Sources said the meeting will take place at the Parliament House complex at 6 in the evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is likely to brief leaders of various political parties about the attack. He will also update them on the steps taken against Pakistan following the incident. Three Maoists have been killed in an encounter between security forces and Maoists in the border area of Chhattisgarh and Telangana. An anti-Naxal operation is going on in the hills of Koregutta in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. Various security forces of Chhattisgarh, Telangana and Maharashtra launched the operation about 2 days ago after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of top leaders of Maoist organization in the hills. Security forces have surrounded the hill. Top officials of police and CRPF are monitoring the operation. BJP leaders and workers today held a protest outside the Pakistan High Commission in Delhi over the Pahalgam terror attack. Talking to reporters, BJP MLA Satish Upadhyay said that there is anger in the hearts of people of the country over the incident. He said the government and the country's military will give a befitting reply to Pakistan. The Congress Working Committee, CWC, has strongly condemned the Pahalgam terror attack during its meeting held in New Delhi today. Addressing the media following the meeting, Congress General Secretary Venugopal said that during the meeting, CWC remarked that this cowardly and calculated act of terror masterminded by Pakistan is a direct assault on the values of the country's republic. Talking to Akashvani News, former India Ambassador to Pakistan, Prabhu Dayal, said the strong measures taken by the government following the Pahalgam terror attack will adversely affect Pakistan. In Arunachal Pradesh, the mortal remains of Corporal Tage Hailiang arrived at his hometown Jiro this morning. Tage was killed in the Pahalgam terror attack on April 22. People from all walks of life have gathered at his residence to pay their last respects, including Chief Minister Pema Khandu. In a social media post, Mr. Khandu said that the loss is beyond measure and the people of Arunachal Pradesh stand in solidarity with the family during this time of profound sorrow. To honor late Tage's sacrifice, Mr. Khandu has announced a government job for a member of the bereaved family, financial assistance of rupees 50 lakh and construction of a permanent memorial at his native village. In IPL T20 cricket, today hosts Royal Challengers Bangalore will face Rajasthan Royals at AM Chinnaswamy Stadium at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Mumbai Indians defeated host Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets in Hyderabad. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.